Hello and welcome to the Old Glory Network, your home for conservative thinking and common sense values. With societal normalcy being thrown out the window and citizens of our nation destroying their own country, sometimes it is difficult to comprehend what exactly is the motivation behind this movement. We discuss that today. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to never stop fighting for our great flag. Now, here is your host.
America. Wake up, America. It's time for another message of conservative thinking and common sense values. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for Old Glory Network Podcast. Our goal is to make Old Glory great again. You know, the title of my subject today is What is Behind This Anarchy? I'm going to begin with an article written back in 2010 by a Mr. Ken Huber at Tawas City, Michigan. And this is what Ken had to say. Has America become the land of the special interest and home of the double standard? Let's see. If we lie to Congress, it's a felony. And if the Congress lies to us, well, that's just politics. If we dislike a black person, we're racist. And if a black dislikes whites, it's their First Amendment right. The government spends millions of dollars to rehabilitate criminals, and they do almost nothing for the victims. In public schools, you can teach that homosexuality is okay, but you better not use the word God in the process. You can kill an unborn child, but it is wrong to execute a mass murderer. We don't burn books in America. We now just rewrite them. We got rid of the communist and the socialist threat by renaming them progressives. We are unable to close our border with Mexico, but have no problem protecting the 38th parallel in Korea. If you protest against President Obama's policies, well, you're a terrorist. But if you burned an American flag or George Bush in effigy, it was your First Amendment right. You know, you can have pornography on TV or the internet, but you better not put up a nativity scene in a public park during Christmas. We have eliminated all criminals in America. They are now called sick people. We can use a human fetus for medical research, but it's wrong to use an animal. We take money from those who work hard for it and give it to those who don't want to work. We all support the United States Constitution, but only when it supports our ideology. We still have freedom of speech, but only if we are being politically correct with it. Parenting has been replaced with Ritalin and video games. The land of opportunity is now the land of handouts. The similarity between Hurricane Katrina and the Gulf oil spill is that neither president did anything to help. Ken Huber, written in June of 2010. The second part of my subject today is written by me in May of 2020. What is behind this anarchist movement sweeping across America, and what is their goal? We read daily or hear on TV news about Antifa and Black Lives Matter causing riots, destroying property, killing, and maiming innocent citizens, interfering in commerce, and destroying gainful employment. Wherever you see this activity occurring, you can be sure of one thing. It is inspired by Marxist-Leninist political activity. Their goal is to defeat a political theory based on freedom and a capitalist form of commerce. Their plan is to replace it with a socialist/communist dictatorship. Now, if they succeed, millions of intellectuals, educational elitists, religious leaders, business owners, and employees and minorities will be worked to death or executed immediately. You know, in the beginning, they collect all of your guns. They attack and destroy your history, your culture, your heritage, and your religion. If you choose to ignore or doubt the veracity of this method of takeover, you do so at your own peril and that of your own family. You must also ignore history. Hundreds of millions of lives were sacrificed in all the countries taken over by socialist, communist regimes worldwide. There's a long list to research, but closer to home, why don't you check out Cuba or Venezuela and numerous South American countries? Once you do, you will understand why they are willing to sacrifice their lives by walking 1,000 miles or more for the chance to break and enter our country. Antifa and BLM are trying to destroy police departments as we speak. They are clearing the way for an obstacle-free takeover. Democrat leadership is running interference for them like hogs running to the slop trough. The radical members of the Democrat Party, progressives, the left, think they will be part of the leadership of the new socialist utopia. But sadly for them, they are mistaken. They will become useful idiots and suffer the same fate as you and me. The public schools and universities do not teach real history, truthful history anymore. If they did, they would know what awaits them. Thomas Jefferson spoke about the challenge of the new nation, America, abolishing slavery in 1820. We have the wolf by the ear, and we can neither hold him nor safely let him go. Justice is in one set of scale, and the other set is self-preservation is the other. Now, that was quoted from a Chuck Norris article on June 15th of 2020, but it was about Thomas Jefferson. Now, I want to tell you about the top 10 countries with the most guns. The United States of America, Serbia, Yemen, Switzerland, Cyprus, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Uruguay, Sweden, and Norway. Now, you may notice the absence of a few well-known countries. For example, Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, China. Those are a few examples of socialist, communist countries that immediately disarmed their people. Think about that. Good day. Now, before we sign off today, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, certainly you're going to want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. And if you love America, then help us keep it. Remember, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. You can order his album called Cowboy's Revenge at Texana Records by texting INFO at krwoodproductions.com or calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood has some great cowboy music and Western history. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, which is no cost to you, and leave a 5-star review. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and happy trails till we meet again next week.